This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So they've announced that Tom Yamas is going to be the new anchor for NBC Nightly News. Says he's excited but a little nervous. Looking forward to the challenge. He's 41 and has been in the business since he was 15. Did I say something wrong?
No. Not at all.
Okay. He takes over for Lester Holt. A California State Parole Board has recommended parole for Patricia Krenwinkel.
Oh, here we go.
A follower of Charles Manson.
It's one of the Manson girls.
For the second time, the decision will have to be approved by the Board of Parole hearings and California Governor Gavin Newsom, who denied Krenwinkel's first parole recommendation. The governor's review process can take up to 150 days. Krenwinkel is 77, serving a life sentence.
It's been 56 years since the murders.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you.
She was involved in the killing of pregnant actress
Sharon Tate
and four others.
Was Krenwinkel one of the perpetrators under the direction of Charles Manson who was just there? Or did she physically take a knife to Sharon Tate and forget there were the LaBianca murders. There was
she was involved in that
the
too.
Folgers. There was the delivery driver kid that was in the driveway. This is just not.
Wow. How do you know this off the top of your
because
head?
Because my brain is a Rolodex of warped crime things.
Krenwinkel admitted stabbing an heiress to a coffee fortune, Abigail Folgers, multiple times on the night of August 9th, 1969, as well as participating in the killings of the LaBiancas the following night. During the LaBianca murders, she infamously wrote Helter Skelter and other phrases on the wall in the victim's blood.
So if you look at her today, she looks like a school librarian,
mm-hmm.
A very old, should have retired probably a couple years ago school librarian. I mean, she's in her 70s. Is she a danger to mass murder once she's let out on the streets? I would say no. But those crimes were so
hideous,
gruesome, mm-hmm. Scott, that Sharon was begging for the life of her child. She was, 9 months pregnant?
That is correct.
You know, I struggle with letting out any of the folks from the Manson murders. It's too awful, too gory, too many victims.
I don't care that she's not a physical threat to other people if she were to get out. My argument is what you did, and you did admit to stabbing Abigail Folger and writing Helter Skelter in the LaBianca's blood on their wall in their home. What you did at the age of 19, when you should have known better, and you did know better, was so heinous and gross and disgusting that I'm not worried about whether you're going to hurt somebody when you get out. You're being punished by us removing your freedom from you for the rest of your life.
And I'll tell you this, she's not going to get out, and here's why. Gavin Newsom has already declined to sign off on her release in 2022, I think it was. He's already said no. So even though this has been green-lighted up to this point, mm-hmm. he would still have to sign off on this. And a full board of parole hearings board members would all have to sign off on it. He is a politician.
Who has future aspirations.
There is no way he is going to say, I agree, let's let her loose. Not happening.
This is a guy who in the next 3 years is going to run. And we don't talk politics, but this is political strategy. This is a guy who in 3 years, you know this as well as I do, Dana, is going to run for president of the United States. Nothing says you're soft on crime
yep.
than pardoning a Manson cult member.
Oh, that political ad writes itself.
Yes, it does.
Do you want to trust Gavin Newsom with your children?
Risky.
I mean, it's one of the most infamous murders in American history. I mean, it's just, mm-hmm. just awful what happened to all of those people. She ain't getting out.
And quite frankly, she doesn't deserve to get out.
I agree.
I mean, these were horrible human beings.
Do we tend to look differently because she's a she?
Probably a little bit. If she was a
knife-wielding maniac that happens to be male and in their 70s, we'd go, hell no, I don't want him living next to me, no.
No, and
but she looks like a school librarian.
That is correct. She looks like a grandma.
Well, the influence of Manson makes us look at it differently as well. If had she gone out and just done this without any instruction of a crazy person.
Yeah. By the way, they chose that house. I don't even think they knew who was inside.
You're talking about Sharon Tate.
Yeah, because it was so beautiful and it, you know, represented all of the things they hated. Wealth, success, all of that stuff.
What was Manson's beef with you know, granted he was crazy and there's no putting reason to craziness, but maybe I need to do a deeper dive on the Charles Manson murders. Well, I mean, maybe not. But, I mean, why Sharon Tate? Why the LaBiancas? Why the Folger family?
He hated rich people. Wealth, power.
You know, he never killed anyone.
That we know of.
That we know of. He was such a coward, he had other people do the killings for him.
Yeah.
And...
He was trying to incite a race war, by the way, Scott. That's what he told the women. That a war was coming between black and white based on...
Okay.
They dubbed that Helter Skelter based on the Beatles song.
Right, I remember. 913-586-7798. We will get into the missing persons report of a Jackson County legislator a little bit later on in the program here on Dan and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.